In last week's episode, Suki puts out a code LUNCH, which means we've got a problem. The ladies meet at Quench for a summit. Charlie and Suki learn of the unfortunate demise of one of the triplets, the stolen car with the body in it, and the fact that Blythe informed the police of the stolen suburban-turned-hearse. Blythe's car is located, although it had been smashed and sent off to Seattle to be shredded by the ever-efficient Peninsula Auto Wrecking, thus eliminating further issues. Blythe hatches a plan to determine which of the triple threat is still with us, and sends Charlie off to Don's pharmacy for a bottle of Chanel No. 5, while Suki stews over her promise to Big Edna to break up the twisted romance between her son and a hardened criminal. The scene opens as the ladies are leaving Quench.
I'm not kidding you, Blythe. I want my money back.
Oh, here you go. Keep the change. And Charlie, dig into personnel files of the triplets. Find out who's good and who's bad.
I hate you, Blythe.
So, what's the plan?
It's easy. Tonight, you and I will head to Fat Smitty's in separate cars. We'll wait until one of the sisters shows up. Then you, wearing a ton of Chanel No. 5, will intercept her. If she starts sneezing, we'll know we have Holly. Then the two of you can go to the picnic table in the back and wait. When girl number 2 comes up, I will do the same thing with her, and we will then meet up with you two.
So what if neither sneezes?
Then it's worst case scenario. I sure hope one of them is Holly.
Really?
She's flaky, but she's young. It's a real shame she ended up with a life sentence. I actually hope it's Carrie. That would take care of a couple of problems.
Should work. So what do we do if you really did whack Holly?
The odds are with Holly. Don't think about it. There is a solution for everything.
So, are you going to call the officer for drinks?
Maybe. Okay, you're home. Tonight, 5:30, Fat Smitty's parking lot.
It's always interesting with you, Blythe.
What the hell are you doing here, Blythe?
Need to pick up the Chanel No. 5. And I've never seen your place before, so I thought, what the heck?
You're not a what the heck kind of person. What do you really want?
Can I come in?
Oh, what the heck?
Oh, well, this isn't what I expected. I've got you stuck in Jane Fonda in On Golden Pond mode. But this is very lovely. Charlie, not many people surprise me, but you, my dear, have my attention.
I knew better than to let you in. But since you're here, let me show you around.
Lead on. Okay.
So this is the hall. As you can see, there are closed doors off the hall. Moving right along, here's the kitchen. You already had that figured out. Then here's the dining room, living room, and the front door exit. Nice seeing you. Bye-bye.
It's beautiful, Charlene. But I'd love to see the backyard and boathouse. I didn't know you had a boat.
What do you really want?
I want to know about you. How you got into the kind of trouble that landed you in the witness protection program.
Stripper. Snitch. Got caught with a wire. Entered the effing program and got stuck in Retirementville. You already know that.
I know what you want me to believe, but I'm not buying it.
I don't care. Talk to Dr. Randall about it. You don't scare me.
I should scare you. Now tell me, Charlie, who are you really?
But you've got to promise
me. It's between us.
Okay. When I was in grad school.
You went to grad school?
Yeah. I've got a PhD in computer science and engineering from MIT.
No kidding.
Anyways, I met this guy, Diego. And oh, Blythe, he was gorgeous. In a bad boy sort of way.
Most of them are.
Well, Diego knew that there were ways to move money around and nobody would realize it was missing. Problem was, he wasn't smart enough to figure out how to do it.
So he fell in love with the brains of the class.
You got it. We were messing around with some gentlemen from South America with no sense of humor and a lot of money. Diego was flashing around a lot of cash. I woke up one morning to $300 and a sticky note that said, run for cover.
So you became a stripper?
No. My mother would die all over again if I did that. No. I'd seen this TV show called In Plain Sight, and I learned about the program. So I hacked into the U.S. Marshal's computer system, created a false identity, slipped into the program, and wrote myself a one-way ticket to Port Ludlow.
So you're not really in the program.
Prove it.
Very interesting. Could you do that for anyone?
In a heartbeat. And I can also write them out.
What about money?
There's money all over the world. So much, in fact, people don't even realize it's missing.
Can you move some of this money?
Of course.
From where?
Anywhere I want. I'm particularly fond of the Saudi royal family. You wouldn't believe how much money those guys have. And besides that, they deserve to be scammed. Did you know that they are just allowing women to drive? So, what do you want from me?
I want you to keep on doing what you're doing. Airhead, speed freak act, no changes to your routine. Do you have access to a safe computer?
I have access to anything I want.
Good. Dig deep into the triplets. We've got to figure out what to do with the remaining two. Now, I've got to get out to Fat Smitty's. Give me the perfume, and Charlie, the next time, I want to see your boat. Oh, better check in with Maxine. Where's the phone?
Hello, Blythe.
You there yet?
Just pulling in. Where are you?
Close. See you in back. Timing is everything. There goes Max and Holly number one. Well, well, here comes number two. Holly! Holly, over here! It's me, Blythe.
I've never seen you here before.
I come here all the time. Mm. I love a good burger. Come on, let's eat together.
Oh, I'm meeting somebody. I think I'll wait outside.
I'd love to meet some of your friends.
What? What's going on here?
Come on, sweetheart. It's not nice to screw around with me. I'd have to hurt you.
Where are we going?
Keep moving.
Where's your purse? Where's her purse? She needs a shot now.
I'll check her car. Here, it's in here?
Long and skinny.
Here.
Here we go, baby. I got you. Breathe. That's it. Hey. There you are. Can one of you get me some water?
I don't know who you are, but you're amazing.
Can we do anything?
Blanket.
Holly, I've never been so happy to see anyone.
Wrap her up in this.
Oh, that was harsh. Max, Blythe, what's going on here? And what's with the Chanel number 5?
Sit over here. Are either one of you girls seeing Big Edna's son?
Why?
Why?
Just interested.
It was our sister. She was really making a mess of things. She's the wild one. She's the one who got us into, you know.
We're really worried. She left about a week ago, and we can't find her.
Where does she live?
Quilcene.
Do you have a key?
I do.
Give it to me. Max, you take the girls to Suki and Lenny. Tell Suki all is well and have them keep them until we can pick them up. Might be a couple of days.
You're not going to kill us.
Not yet.
With her new secret weapon, Charlie, the genius computer whiz, and the key to the evil triplets' love nest in Quilcene, Blythe sets out to clean up the mess left behind by the three's a crowd teenagers. What will happen to the cabin in the woods? How will they deal with the newly formed set of twins? Will Big Edna come through with her promise to elevate the beloved Chica to therapy dog status, thus creating an enduring friendship between Suki and herself? It's a beautiful thing when you live in Port Ludlow. Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Solly, produced and edited by Taylor Clark. The cast includes Judith Glass Collins as Blythe, Kristen Wolfram as Maxine, Aaron Lamb as Suki, Michelle Stay as Charlie, Amanda Stewart-Zamora as Holly and Mari, Catherine McNabb as Big Edna, Taylor Clark as Dr. Morris Randall, and Zach Neesmith as the narrator and any random parts that may materialize. The part of Chica is being played by Daisy Neville.